God, thank you for being good to us. Thank you for loving us. Thank you that you have spoken to us, that we don't have to guess what your words are and what your will is, but you talk to us. So God, I pray that today you would speak through your words to us, that we would hear your voice, that you would allow me to explain appropriately, but that your words would speak clearly today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. One more really quick little note. We're going to look at a lot of verses. I have the verses, most of them, printed out for me, and you don't, so I apologize. If you're a really fast flipper, you can get them. If not, just follow along and jot down where they're at. We good? Okay. So over the next few weeks, what I want to look at with you guys is the answer to the question, what does it mean to follow Jesus? What is the call that Jesus makes to his followers? What does Jesus say when he comes to people and says, follow me? What does that mean? So Luke 9:23 is a verse that is extremely radical, and what we'll see throughout today and then throughout the next few weeks is that the call of Jesus to his followers is a very radical call, and that's what we'll start out with looking at. Luke 9:23, Jesus said to them all, if anyone would come after me, and there's radical elements in almost every phrase in these two verses. If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. It's a very radical call that Jesus makes to his followers. Just look at the elements there. He says, if anyone would come after me, if anyone would follow me, this isn't a special call for special people. This is a call for anyone who raises his hand and says, yes, I am a Christian. I'm a Christ follower. Anyone who bears that name, Jesus said, okay, this is what it means. It's for everybody. That's radical. He must, or she must, deny himself, take up his cross daily. To follow me, he says, you have to give up who you are and be like me every day. The cross is a reference to dying to yourself. You have to die to yourself every day to follow Jesus. And then he follows that theme of death, which is a radical way of saying, if you're going to follow me, you have to die to who you are, not little changes. For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. See, Jesus did not have a seeker-friendly message. He didn't have a message that was get somebody in the door with something good and then okay, we're going to come back behind and, well, here's what it really means. He was up front. He said, it's very radical. If you're going to follow me, you have to die to yourself. It's a radical call. And so we probably should back up a step and say, why are we even asking the question, what does it mean to follow Jesus? I mean, we're in a church. We know what it means to follow Jesus, right? We've been around religion at least some of us, maybe our whole lives. We know what it means to follow Jesus, don't we? We kind of take for granted. Well, of course we know what it means to follow Jesus. But let's think for a moment about it, because if you are a Christian, you have given your life to following Jesus. So knowing what it means to follow Jesus is an important thing to know. And maybe we shouldn't assume that we know what it means. If you're here and you haven't decided to follow Jesus, very likely you're here because you're interested in following Jesus. You're curious about following Jesus. And quite honestly, before I sign up for something, I want to know what's involved with that. So asking ourselves, okay, we think we know what it means to follow Jesus, but what does it actually mean to follow Jesus is a good question to ask. And here's the definition that culture, the religious culture, in general, in our society, gives to being a Christ follower, to following Jesus. The definition, the popular definition, maybe we don't say it like this, but this is kind of what we live and what we feel and what we expect from people if they're going to follow Jesus, is three things. You have to be saved, you have to be well-behaved, you have to be a good person, you have to be well-behaved, and then you pretty much live a normal life and go to church on Sundays. Saved, well-behaved, and normal going to church on Sundays. That is the cultural definition. And even though maybe something inside of you says, oh, that's not, I don't think that's right, that tends to be what we live. We put so much emphasis, rightly so, on making the decision to follow Jesus. Why? Because to follow Jesus, you have to be saved. But we put so much emphasis on that we sometimes don't think about, okay, what are we actually signing up for when we decide to repent and are baptized and enter into the relationship with Jesus? You have to be saved. You have to be well-behaved. And it's true. The Bible talks, and we talk about it at length, that when you are connected with Jesus, he changes you. And the longer you are with Jesus, the more well-behaved you will be. But the Bible talks about that as more of a fruit instead of not as much the essence of the definition of following Jesus. So when we culturally say, well, following Jesus means you become saved, you become a good person, you stop bad habits and you cut out the bad things that you know you shouldn't do, and then pretty much, well, we live normal lives. We work and we do normal stuff, and we're just better versions, many times, of what we would be if we weren't Christ followers. Well, that sounds good. The problem is that's not what Jesus says it means to follow him, even in the verse that we just read. So what I want to do is go back to Jesus' words and let him tell us what it means to follow him. Let him unpack the radical call of what it means to follow him. And as we do this, here's what I want to do. I want to listen to Jesus. We if you've been around religion or church for any length of time, you and I come with preconceived definitions of what it means to follow Jesus, because that's what we grew up with. That's what we've seen other people do. We just know what it means. Christians don't do this. Christians don't do that. Christians go there on Sunday. And that becomes our definition of what it means to follow Jesus. Even though many of those things are true, that becomes the heart of what it means to follow Jesus. But today I want to just listen to Jesus and for a moment put tradition aside and listen to Jesus and let him tell us what it means to follow him. So here's the big idea, and I think we'll see this played out in the verses. Truly following Jesus means giving your life to changing the world with him. Truly following Jesus means giving your life to change the world with him. That is at the core of the definition of what it means to follow Jesus. It means giving your life to change the world with Jesus. There's two parts to that, and today we're going to look really, really high level. In the coming weeks, we'll dive into, practically speaking, what does that look like, and how do we live that way, and what does it mean to really follow Jesus in that way? But for the moment, all we're going to do is at a very high level say, when Jesus calls people to himself, he says, give me your life. What's yours becomes mine, and it becomes mine with a purpose, and the purpose is to that you would change the world with me. It means sacrificing your life. Flip over to Luke 14. We'll look at verse 25 and following. So the first part of that, what it means to follow Jesus, means giving your life to change the world with him. The giving your life. Let's look at the giving your life part. Now great crowds accompanied him, and he turned and said to them, If anyone comes to me, so if anyone wants to follow me, if anyone comes after me, if anyone wants to be my follower and does not hate his own father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters and, yes, even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. A disciple is follower. Whoever does not bear his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. And then he gives two examples to illustrate that point, that if you come to me, you have to give your life. To me, give everything you are, everything you value, your family, your goods, your possessions, everything you have to give to me. You have to give your life. So that's the first part of our definition of what it means to follow Christ. Give your life. You have to give your life. And then jump down to the end after he goes through the two examples. Verse 33, so therefore, any one of you who does not renounce all that he has cannot be my disciple. Following Jesus means giving your life to him. But not just giving your life to him, giving your life to him with a purpose, giving your life to him to change the world with him. Flip over to John 14. It's not just a sacrifice kind of way to make up for our sins. So now I'm a Christian and now I have to give up everything that I would like and everything that is good in life. And I have to give it up because, well, that's what I have to do to be worthy, or I'm not sure why. No, Jesus says you do have to give everything up, but there's a purpose attached to it. So look at John 14, verse 12. Jesus says the end of his life, he's about to die on the cross, and he comes to his followers and he says, okay, I'm going to pass on to you what following me means. Look what he says. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes in me, so any of his followers, will also do the works that I do, and greater works than these will he do, because I'm going to the Father. And then he continues to explain the whole I'm going to the Father part, because he's going to the Father and he's going to send the Spirit, and the Spirit will empower them for ministry. But look what he says. Tie this with the verse in Luke. It says, give me your life. You have to give if anyone comes after me, you have to give up everything for me. Well, why, Jesus? Well, because you're going to do the same works that I have been doing, and even greater works. You're going to change the world. That's what he's saying to his followers. So the idea is that our definition of following Jesus is to follow Jesus does not mean to be a good, saved, well-behaved churchgoer. To follow Jesus means to give up our lives to change the world with him, to do the same things he did and even greater things. Look down in John 15. He continues this thought. We'll look at verse 5 and then verse 8, and he's talking about what his followers will do. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, in other words, my followers are connected to me, will bear much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. You are going to do great things. You are going to change the world. And in fact, that's what his followers ended up doing. Look at verse 8. By this my Father is glorified. God is seen as great and good and loving, and he is glorified. Why? That you bear much fruit, that you change. And we'll talk about this next time, what it means to change the world with Jesus. There's a specific definition that he gives. It's not just any change in the world. We'll talk about more what that means, but that we change the world, that we bear much fruit, and then look what he says, so prove to be my disciples. One of the proofs that we are Jesus' followers is that we radically give our lives to following him, and that we change the world, that he changes the world through us, or that we, with him, change the world. That's what it means. That's a proof that we are his followers, is that he works through us to change the world. So here's what I want to do. If that is the definition of following Jesus is giving your life to changing the world with him. What I want to do is see, where does that come from? And what we find is that starts with God. That was the reason he sent Jesus to the world. That was the reason Jesus had to, in coming to the world, to radically sacrifice himself in order to change the world. And then that is the same mission that he handed to his first followers and then to all of his followers and even to us. So let's look at Scripture, because until we do, they're just my words. Changing the world with Jesus, giving our lives to change the world with Jesus, is what it means to follow him. Look at John 3, 16, the verse that we probably don't even have to look at to quote. John 3, 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. And then he's going to say why. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. So God's purpose of sending Jesus, what was it? Save the world. God sent Jesus to sacrifice himself to save the world. And then follow that down. Look, flip a few pages back to Luke 19, verse 10. What was Jesus' purpose? And he says this throughout his life over and over again in different ways. For many of these, we're going to look at one verse, and there's 20 that we could look at. So here's one time Jesus said this. He said, verse 19, Luke 19, verse 10, for the Son of Man, that's how he referred to himself. So Jesus is saying, I came to, why did I come? Why did you come, Jesus? What is your purpose here? Why are you on this earth? What is, because as we see what his purpose is, then we realize what following him means our purpose will be. I came to seek and to save the lost. I came to find people far from my Father and bring them back to him. I came to change the world for those people. I came to literally give myself to change the world. That's why Jesus came. And then that was the mission that he turned around at the end of his life and gave to his followers. He gave to his first followers. Flip back a few pages further to Mark 1. When Jesus is calling his first followers, we use words like Christian and disciple and words that we have to explain what they mean. Very simply, Jesus did not call people to be part of a club or to come to a meeting. He called people to follow him, to walk behind him, alongside him, and be like him. That's what he called people to. And so look at Mark 16 or 1:16, passing alongside the Sea of Galilee. This is when he was just starting to teach. He saw Simon and Andrew, the brother of Simon, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. So these guys were out fishing, and Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you become fishers of men." Okay, he said, leave what you're doing, give up your life, and I will help you connect people. I will help you learn how to connect people into a relationship with God. And they did that immediately. They left their nets and followed him. They became his followers because they gave up their life to change the world with him. And that wasn't just his message for his first followers, for that core group. That was his message, his call to the rest of his followers. Look at Matthew, one page back from where we are in Mark, Matthew 28, 18 through 20. So in the beginning of Matthew, Jesus is starting out his teaching, his ministry on the earth. At the end of Matthew, what do you think he's doing? He's finishing it, right? He's getting ready to go back into heaven. And what does he say to his followers as he's getting ready to go into to heaven? In essence, he says, I asked you to give up your life to follow me, to be like me, to change the world of people around you through me. Now you go ask other people to do the same thing. And that's what it means to follow me. In Matthew 28:18, and Jesus came and said to them, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. So Jesus said, go, whether that's going about your normal life or going to a different country, wherever, go, just go. And what's our purpose? If you're going to follow me, he's saying to his followers, keep following me. How do you keep following me? Well, keep giving your life to helping other people follow me and bring them to the point where they make their decision to give up their nets and follow me, to where they decide, where they repent and are baptized and enter into a relationship with me. Bring them to that point, and then continue teaching them to obey, to observe, to do, to become, to everything that I've commanded you. So he's saying, make followers of me who will give their lives to making other followers of me. That's his call to all of his followers. Look at John 18. Look at John 17, verse 18. Jesus is praying right before he goes to the cross, and look what he says to God. He's in front of his disciples, his followers, and he's praying, and look what he says to them. He says to God, as you, God, have sent me into the world, so in the same way that you sent me into the world, what is he going to say? So I have sent them. Who's the them? His disciples, his followers. So in the same way, God, you sent me. Remember, God so loved the world that he gave his only son. He sent his son into the world to save the world. And in the same way, Jesus said, I've come to seek and save the lost. That's why I'm here. In that same way, he says, okay, that's why you sent me. In that same way, I'm sending them. And then when he's resurrected from the dead at the end of John 20, verse 21, anything Jesus repeats is important. Can we agree on that? I when he says the exact same phrasing, it's like, whoa, that's an important thing. 20:21, Jesus said to them, again, peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, same way God sent me, Even so, I am sending you. And now remember, he had just literally given his life. He had just died, been resurrected. He had given his whole life that they knew him to teaching people. And then he died. And then he came to them and said, in the same way that God sent me into the world, for the same purpose, in the same way, that's the way I'm sending you into the world. So following me means giving your life to help other people know God, to change the world with me. That's what it means to follow me. Acts 1, one more page flip. Acts 1, verse 8. Jesus is talking to his followers immediately before he's ascended into heaven. Acts 1, 8. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come on you. And then look what he says they're going to do. So you're going to receive this power, and then what are you going to do? You will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Over and over and over and over again, he said to his disciples, following me does not mean now become good people, come to church on Sunday, hold down the fort, and someday you'll see me. No, no, following me, following Jesus, what he was saying is, he said over and over again, means losing your life, giving your life, sacrificing your life to change the world with him. And so we don't think that maybe was just for them in their time back then, and for us it's different now. Look at what Paul says in Ephesians 2. And he says this in the context of Christians, of all Christ followers, of anyone who is saved by God. So he talks about in chapter 2, verse 1, he talks about how we're dead in our sins, we're far from God, we're spiritually dead, we're objects of God's wrath, and then God through Christ saved us. Who does that apply to? Well, anyone who Christ saved. See, I want that to apply to me. And then look at what he says the next thing in verse 10. In verse 9, this isn't a result of good work, so that no one may boast. And then in verse 10, for we are his workmanship. God made us. How did he make us? Well, created in Christ. God, through Christ, made us new people. So anyone who is a new person in Christ, this is why they were made new, for good works. So God says, I made you new. I made you a new person. And the reason I did that was so that you would give your life to work with me. That's the purpose of it. What about these good works, God? Just like, can we make them up? Where did they come from? Well, they're works that God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. God says, I have a plan. I have a plan. And my plan is that people will follow my son and be like him and give their lives, take up their cross, not die in a cross, literally, necessarily, but every day die to who they are and what they want and what they want to do with their life and their idols and them being God, and give their life to helping other people know God, to changing the world with Jesus. That is what it means to follow Jesus. And this is so important for us, because if that is not our definition of following Jesus, you know what happens? We end up with, and it sounds harsh, we end up with a life that leans more towards empty than radical. We end up with a life where our main focus as followers of Jesus is stopping all the bad things that we do. And while there's so much text in the Bible about how God's followers leave behind sin, we could talk all day about that, but when that is our main focus, we ignore that the central part of Jesus' call to his followers is, give your life to change the world with me. And as you do that, my spirit will make you a better and better and better person. You will leave bad things behind. But when that is not the call that we answer, then the call that we answer turns into more a, I need to stop sinning. And I need to go to church. I need to stop sinning, and I need to go to church. And that becomes the center of what our Christian experience is. And I don't know about you, if you've ever lived that way, I know from experience that is an empty, empty, empty life. It is not fulfilling. It's like the parent who always says no to their child, to everything, and the child's life consists of never being able to do anything. You're like, well, the life has more purpose than just not doing the bad things. Right? It's an empty life when following Jesus consists of trying to just be a good person and go to church. Jesus talked at length, and we won't read the verse, but you can jot this one down and read it later, in Matthew 12, 43 to 45, about how when he comes and cleans us out, and we don't fill it up with something new, that creates an empty house scenario, and something bad will end up coming back and filling that up. And I think that the point, go read it yourself and do your analysis on it and see if you agree with this or not. But I think the point of that story is, or one of the main points of that story that Jesus told is that his followers are not supposed to merely leave behind the bad. We are to bring in a new purpose into our lives that fills us up and that gives us direction. And that purpose is giving our lives to changing the world with Jesus. And when we do that, we go from an empty life that is focused on stopping bad things and coming to church to a life that is radical, to a life that starts to look more and more like Jesus' life. And so, the question for each one of us is, what is following Jesus going to mean to you? That's an important question. If you follow Jesus, if you've already decided to follow Jesus, that's an important question. So what is it that I signed up for? What is it? Is it just being a good person and coming to church on Sunday? Or maybe, does Jesus have this incredible purpose for me? Like he said that he did. Well, you have to decide that. Because what you believe that following Jesus means will determine what you do as a Christ follower, how you live. So what does it mean for you if you've never decided to follow Jesus? Is he a core part of the decision you're making? Is saying, okay, wait, is this decision that I'm contemplating to repent and be baptized, is that merely so I become a better person and don't go to hell, as important as that is? Or is there something more? Am I signing up to follow Jesus and be like Jesus and give my life to doing what Jesus did when he was on earth? That's the question for each one of us. What does it mean to follow Jesus? Next time we'll look in more detail. We'll dive a little deeper in, okay, we're up here talking about changing the world with Jesus. What does that really look like? We'll talk about that a little more, and we'll let Jesus define that for us next time. But this time I want to leave you with that question. What does it mean for you to follow Jesus? Just a personal thing. If you're hearing all that and you're thinking, you know, I've never decided to follow Jesus. And as you heard his words, if something in you said, oh, that's what I want. I don't want to just be a better person. I want to have purpose. That's what he calls you to. So when you decide to repent and be baptized, he doesn't just merely say, hey, you'll be saved. He says, now you can have the purpose that I had when I was alive. So if you've never made that decision, I do this every week, but I would just plead with you and invite you, make that decision. What we do here when someone is ready to do that, just tell one of the men. And in that very day, in that moment, you can make your decision to follow Jesus. Why don't we stand? Why don't we put the microphone back, and then we'll sing together.